This is HPR episode 2296 entitled BFN UV5R VHF / UHF Handset Part 2 and is part of the series QSK HAM Radio. It is hosted by Mr. X and is about 12 minutes long and carries an explicit flag. The summary is an in-depth series about the BFN UV5R VHF / UHF handheld transceiver.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hello and welcome, Hacker Public Radio audience. My name is Mr. X. As usual, I'd like to start by thanking the people at HPR for making this service available. If we all contributed a show, we'd have more shows than we know what to do with. The show is provided by the community for the community. It's actually very easy. We've gone to a great deal of effort to streamline the whole process, and it's really quite easy. The hardest bit I find is getting around to writing the show notes. It's just a matter of picking up a microphone and hitting the record button. I'm sure you must have something interesting that we'd all love to hear. This is part two of my podcast covering the Bofeng UV5R VHF UHF handheld transceiver. Today I'm going to cover the general specification of the radio. Remember, if you find this boring, this is all the blame of Ken Fallon. You know who to blame. Sit back and enjoy. Okay, so let's cover the general specification of the radio. First of all, it's got a standard broadcast radio receiver in it, so it can listen to standard FM radio stations, and that's within 65 megahertz and 108 megahertz general frequency band. That's international, isn't it? It's normal. It's where normal radio broadcasts happen. Say if you're out and about and you get a bit bored, you can just listen to the radio. So that's quite handy. It also covers the VHF band. And that allows, I might add that obviously you can't, it won't allow you to transmit on the 65 to 108 megahertz section of the band for obvious reasons. But what's main primary uses for VHF and UHF use, and so that the range that it covers, that this particular radio covers, a subset of the frequencies of the VHF band. If you remember, VHF extends from 30 megahertz to, is it 3 gigahertz? And this radio does, on a VHF band, it does 136 megahertz to 174 megahertz, both receive and transmit. It also covers a portion of the UHF section of the band, and in this case it covers 400 megahertz to 480 megahertz, and that's both receives and transmits as well. And see, the amateur bands that we use here in the UK, it's 140, around about the 145 megahertz section for 2 meters, and it's 430 odd megahertz for the UHF part of the band for amateur use at 70 centimetres. The radio is equipped with 128 channels, which you can program using software. It claims a frequency stability of 2.5 ppm. That's is that parts per million? So it's how much it drifts, how much the radio will drift off its frequency. Frequency steps. That's the next thing it says. And frequency steps. That's you know, the radio tends to be channelized. You can jump and set certain steps. So you can select 2.5 kilohertz steps, 5 kilohertz steps, 6.25 kilohertz steps, 10 kilohertz steps, 12.5 and 25 kilohertz steps. For amateur use, that would be typically 12.5 kilohertz steps. That was 20. I'm sure it's 12.5. Yeah, it's 12.5 kilohertz steps. It used to be 25 here, but for 2 meters, but I think, you know, it's now 12.5. Antenna impedance is 50 ohms. That's the type of the impedance of the antenna, basically. Operating temperature, it can operate between minus 20 and plus 60 degrees centigrade. Supply voltage, rechargeable lithium ion battery, 7.4 volts and 1,800 milliamp hours. Consumption in standby, less than or equal to 75 milliamps. Consumption in reception, 380 milliamps. Consumption in transmission, less than 1.4 amps. So you can see that huge difference between receive and transmit. So in receive, it's 380 milliamps is 0.38 of an amp. You can say 0.4 almost. So between 0.4 and 1.4, so it's three times as much. So you've got, you know, the radio lasts three times as long in reception as transmission. Generally, when they give they'll mention so much talk time or so much reception time or a ratio of the two, and that gives you how long the radio is going to last, sort of thing. Mode of operation: simplex or semi-duplex. I'll explain that later on. Here we go. It talks about duty cycle. So 0-3, 0-3, 54. So 0-3, 0-3 and 54, it means it's assumed to be on reception for 3 minutes, on transmission for 3 minutes, and on standby for 54 minutes. That's how they get their operating time, which I don't see here. But the other thing is, of course, is if you transmit too long, the radio might get too warm, and there'll be circuitry in there to stop that. If you were to tape the transmit button down, it wouldn't, you know, it wouldn't overheat. It would protect itself, I would assume. Weight is 130 grams approximately. So transmitter, it says RF power 4 watts or 1 watt, so that's selectable. Type of modulation, FM, that's frequency modulation. Modulation, another rabbit hole. It's a way of encoding the audio signal onto the radio signal, and so it can be, because you can't just set, I mean, if you were to just an audio signal, you couldn't just shout 15 miles, it would be hell of a loud. So you've got to be sent via radio waves. So they've got to encode that audio onto the radio wave so that it can be pulled out and decoded on the other side. And there's a number of ways that you can do that. So you're modifying something in sympathy with something else. That's what modulation is. So common ways you can do it be via FM frequency modulation or AM amplitude modulation. And frequency modulation, as you talk, the frequency of the radio ever so slightly wavers up and down between a certain percent of frequency. And AM, the amplitude of the radio wave varies very slightly in sympathy with your voice. That's the difference between AM and FM. Emission class, these are just classifications for the mission. I don't fully know all this, all that waffle means. 16K, F3E, that's a that classification for FM, I'm not sure, but you can ignore that, or I don't understand it. Maximum deviation, less than or equal to plus or minus 5 kilohertz, and less than or equal to plus or minus 2.5 kilohertz. I wonder if that's for the VHF and UHF part of the spectrum. I'm guessing that's what it is. But anyway, spurious emissions, less than minus 60 dBs. So that's just saying that how many, you know, when what, the transmitter is never completely pure, and there's always, how can I explain it? You'll get very, very, very slight emissions on harmonics of the frequency you're transmitting on, a multiple of that frequency, because nothing's perfect, and you do get some emissions, but there will be 60 decibels down below the main frequency that you're transmitting on. So that's really what that's stating. So receiver sensitivity is 0.2 of a microvolt at, this is getting very complicated, at 12 decibels. It's an ad, so no, and I don't understand half of this. Intermodulation 60 dBs, audio output 100 milliwatts, that's how loud it is. Adjacent channel selectivity 65 and 60 dBs. So that's how much attenuation frequencies outside the band you're listening to gets attenuated by, gets reduced by, so that, you know, if you get a very, very strong signal, then it might end up kind of appearing on the channel you're listening to, but it's not really there, it's somewhere else, and the radio just can't reject the unwanted signal. But I mean, that's pretty reasonable. 65 dBs down, that'd be VHF, and 60 for UHF. So that's the general specification badly covered. I hope that all makes sense. Whew. Okay, that's about it for part two of the Bofeng UV5R VHF UHF handheld transceiver. If you want to contact me, I can be contacted at mrx@hpr@googlemail.com. That's mrxathpr, the at symbol, googlemail.com. So until next time, thank you and goodbye.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club, and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.